I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Terminator Dark Fate at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Terminator Dark Fate is, you guessed it, the latest movie in the Terminator series, and it features the return of Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor and the return of James Cameron as a producer. Now, when I saw the last Terminator movie, Terminator Genisys, I was done. That movie was so stupid, I told myself after seeing it that I would never see another Terminator movie again, no matter what they did. The Terminator series is dead to me, I told myself. Well, that's what I told myself back then. So, when they announced this new Terminator, I was like, nope, not seeing it. Then I found out that this movie takes place after Terminator 2 and was going to ignore everything that happened in parts 3, 4, and 5. So, I decided to give it a chance, also because they brought back Linda Hamilton. And now, having seen it, I can tell you that it is indeed time for the Terminator series to truly die. It just needs to end. These movies can't be as good as Terminator 1 and 2, no matter what they do. Okay, now that's not to say that Terminator Dark Fate is bad. It's not really a bad movie. It's definitely a step up from parts 4 and 5, although I do think I like 3 a little more, but we'll get to that in a minute. Terminator 6 here is just okay. In this movie, the human rebels of the future send back in time a young woman who has been mechanically enhanced with temporary super strength to protect a young woman who is going to become the future leader of the human resistance to the evil machines that have caused the apocalypse. The woman being protected is named Dani, played by Natalia Reyes, and the woman who is protecting her is Grace, played by Mackenzie Davis. As you can guess, the evil robot enemies in the future also send a Terminator back in time to kill Dani. This guy is played by Gabriel Luna, and he's a Model Rev 9. Also present is Sarah Connor, who is helping to protect Dani, and of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger is present as a T-800, also protecting Dani. Now, this may seem like a lot of protection for this young lady, but it is needed because this Rev 9 model is nigh indestructible. In fact, that's one of my problems with the movie. This evil robot is basically invincible. Our heroes have to go to very extreme lengths in the end to finally stop it. I had a little trouble enjoying the film when I felt they should just give up and go hide Dani in a mineshaft for the next 20 years instead of trying to fight this Rev 9. In fact, that's an option that Grace suggests at one point, but Dani stupidly refuses and says, "No, we have to make a stand." This, I thought, was ill-advised. Anyway, I don't know what else to tell you about the plot here, so I won't say much. I could spoil everything for you about Terminator Dark Fate, but it's not that bad, so I'm not angry at it. Okay, so look, here's the thing. This is a redo almost of Terminator 2, only with an even more powerful evil Terminator that can break apart into two Terminators. When he first attacks Dani, we do get a great action and chase sequence featuring Grace, Dani, and the Rev 9. That got the movie off to a good start. The two soon team up with Sarah Connor, and it was good to have Linda Hamilton back again. Suffice it to say, from there, our heroes wind up with a T-800 model Terminator played by Arnold, and the gang is all back together, and they have to fight the evil, nearly indestructible Terminator, the end. Okay, so the performances in Terminator Dark Fate were all fine. As mentioned, I liked having Linda Hamilton back, and the same goes for Arnold. I liked Mackenzie Davis. She's cool, she's tough, she was a good character. The character of Dani is sort of a blank slate, but I suppose Natalia Reyes was fine, and Gabriel Luna as the Rev 9 was really good. I was afraid of this guy. He has a Robert Patrick quality to him, not appearing as threatening as, say, Arnold would as an evil Terminator. He can even be sort of charming when his program tells him to be. So, that was all good. This movie isn't as stupid as Terminator Genisys, and the opening action sequences were good. I should mention the climax action sequence, though, was in the dark and difficult to see. Perhaps that's the dark fate the movie's title refers to. But anyway, in the end, I walked out of this movie not feeling much of anything. It was just there. While it was leagues better than Terminator Genisys, that's still not saying much. But here's my real issue with where the Terminator series has gone. The thing that has come to bother me is the time travel element. So, to me, Terminator 1 worked because we get the impression that traveling through time is not an easy thing to do. The rebels have sent someone back to protect Sarah Connor, and Skynet has sent back one Terminator to kill Sarah Connor. It's just the two of them. I got the impression it must require a tremendous amount of energy or other resources to travel back in time so much as once, so the stakes felt real in Terminator 1. This is their one shot. If Kyle Reese protects Sarah, then the good guys win. But then there's Terminator 2. Once again, it's just two things traveling back in time, and it's only the second time, and the mission of Skynet remains just to stop John Connor. So, okay, I could handle the idea of time travel taking place twice in the future. It was a huge effort, like a moonshot maybe, but it was pulled off again. Plus, Terminator 2 was such a great movie in general that it was easier to suspend disbelief. But then comes Terminator 3, and more time travel is going on. And the movie wasn't even so great, so I started to think, you know, if Skynet and the human rebels in the future can travel through time as much as they want, does any of what I'm watching really matter? I mean, if the good guys win, it doesn't matter because Skynet can just send more Terminators. Why not send a bunch of them at once? But then there's sort of an answer to that in Terminator 3. Terminator 3 ends with John Connor and girlfriend Claire Danes trapped in a bunker as the nuclear apocalypse begins. So, it ends on a down note. John Connor learns he cannot change his fate. The movie tells us that no matter what he does, Skynet will keep sending more Terminators because it can. His fate is inescapable. While that's a pessimistic way to end the movie, it makes sense if the Terminator universe allows for unlimited or nearly unlimited time travel. So, Terminator 3, in that regard, was a good place to end the series. Skynet will just keep sending more Terminators back no matter what happens now the nuclear war has started. However, if you want the Terminator series to be optimistic, then what happens in a given movie has to matter, and that means time travel has to be limited. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if the good guys win in any one installment. So here we are in Terminator Dark Fate, and we're told again that yes, you can change your fate, but we're also told that the evil robot overlords of the future can travel in time as much as they want to, so it makes everything feel inconsequential to me. No matter what happens in this movie, robots are still going to take over, even though we do control our fate, and the evil robots can time travel willy-nilly all the time. And by the way, if that's the case, then why are they so focused on just destroying the human resistance leaders? Couldn't they try something else? So, that's where I am with this series. It could only be done in two, maybe three movies. But that's it. The only place to go now is back into the future like Terminator Salvation, because I'm tired of seeing the same thing over and over again, or they need to do a hard reboot or remake, which I don't want either. Terminator Dark Fate is not good enough to justify continuing to beat this dead horse. It's not a terrible movie, but it's not great, and that's not good enough for a series that contained Terminators 1 and 2. Director Tim Miller is able to give us some humor that works in Terminator Dark Fate. It's not forced or stupid like in some of the other installments, and there's also not too much obvious fan service, at least I don't think, and a couple of the action sequences are well shot, except for that chase in the dark, so Tim Miller does okay, I guess. The characters are fine, the performances are fine, it's all just fine, which means it's not good enough. I give Terminator Dark Fate a 2.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.